Identity. Big word, huh? Is identity who we are? What we are? What we do? Can your identity change over time? Maybe things happen in your life that bring you a new identity. Can you outgrow your sense of identity if it cramps you? Do you love it if it fulfills you? Is identity the way we see ourselves, or is it the way others see us? Well, let's see what Merriam-Webster Dictionary has to say. And by the way, when did this Merriam get into the act anyway? When I was growing up, it was just plain old Webster. Okay. Here we go. Identity. A sameness in all that constitutes the objective reality of a thing, as in oneness. All right. Well, since we really don't know this Merriam person, let's check the Oxford English Dictionary. Identity. Who a person is, or the qualities of a person or group which make them different from others. Hey, you want to hear something interesting? Guess what the next word in both dictionaries is? Identity crisis. A state of confusion in an institution or organization regarding its nature or direction. So, My Identity, or Who a Person Is, by Bobby Jo Lathan. I am an actress. I've acted on Broadway, off-Broadway, in Las Vegas, and in various regional theaters across our great country. I've done network television, a couple of national commercials, and a few feature films. Then came the divorce, which brought me to my next identity. I am now an author. I wrote my own musical, a Southern Kitchen musical to be exact. And then to go with the musical as a promotional item, I wrote my very own cookbook and my own cooking DVD. I've written lyrics to songs, love songs, I love love songs. Oh, and food songs too. I wrote this cute little song about corn for my musical. Okay, where was I? Oh, I've also been a teacher. Yep, taught middle school when I got out of college. And recently, needing to pay my AT&T bill, I saw this ad in the paper and I began teaching adults from foreign countries how to speak English. So when you hear that Iranian gal speaking with a Southern accent, you'll know she was a student of mine. Then, because I have a published cookbook, I figured, well, shoot, Bobby Jo, you could probably teach cooking classes in several venues. So I did. And then the transmission in my car went out, and I came up with the idea to teach classes at various colleges on how to create your own cookbook. And by doing all of the above, I guess I've taught myself that I have something of value to teach. The other seemingly less creative identities I have assumed over my lifetime, and I say seemingly less creative because I've learned valuable lessons from them all, are bartender, hostess, sales clerk, jewelry merchandiser, cookware demonstrator, private chef, auto dealer receptionist, voiceover artist, and twirling instructor. Okay, that was a rather old identity. It occurs to me that maybe it's time to drop Merriam-Webster and Mr. Oxford a note. I believe their definitions are out of order. I think identity crisis should come first in the dictionary, because that's what seems to bring about a new identity. And what is this newest identity emerging from within me that somehow wants to define itself by including all these other identities? Well, until old Merriam can come up with a better word, I think I'll call her the part-time American.